30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am Adam. I have now seen, in its entirety, Godzilla and Kong, The New Empire. Which is... if you listened to yesterday, where I did the episode where I talk about, like, the thought process behind, am I gonna go sit through this movie again? Because it's like, look, the human stuff in the first half, kind of boring. And I think that because this movie is predominantly a Kong movie, and it is predominantly the story of how Kong earned the moniker King Kong, it is... A lot of it is... There's that episode of Rick and Morty in, like, season 4 or season 3 with the snakes, where they accidentally kill the snake in space, so... Morty feels bad about it, and they send the snake back to... He buys another snake and sends it back. And there are just vast swaths of the episode that are just entirely in snake language. Like, or it's just pissing at each other and pointing and shit like that. That's kind of what this movie is for giant parts. And that's, like, because it's all, you know, giant apes talking to each other. And I'm like, alright, I get it. Like, I get what you're going for here. I understand what the thought process is, but that could be a little bit tedious to sit through, especially a second time. So I was like, all right, let's just get to the fight. I want to see the fight. That's what I'm here for. So, I saw it in 3D. I also saw the Deadpool trailer in 3D, and I'm like, god damn. It's one of those things where it's like, I think we're going to get more Marvel delays, so I think this is going to help, you know, it being the only Marvel movie this year and the first Marvel movie since the Marvels, and for a lot of people, a lot of people didn't see the Marvels, the first Marvel movie since, what was it? There was none in the summer last year, right? No, the one before that would have been over a year for most people. It's an interesting, you know, we could see more delays to kind of line up with that, but whatever. I think that here's my issue. I understand why, and we talked about this before, this idea with, like, saving money by not using original monsters. And you know, by using original monsters. Because, obviously, if you're going to use the Toho monsters, which in this case would be Godzilla and would be Mothra, you got to pay a licensing fee to Toho. I get it. I understand that's by using original monsters like Scar and like Shivo, like the Ice Godzilla, like, it, beyond that, like, you don't gotta pay a fee to use the monsters you create. It is the Felicity question, like the Felicity question from Arrow, where it's like, well, if we make Oliver's love interest, you know, Laura Lance or Dinah Lance, then we gotta pay a licensing fee to DC to use that character. If we make the love interest Felicity Smoke, while Felicity Smoke is a DC character, she's like the grandmother of Robbie Raymond, the Firestorm 1, like, we don't gotta pay as much of a licensing fee. So if we make her into this giant-ass character, and we can, you know, we can avoid paying that, and they'll cut the budget. Alright, great. All of that makes sense, logically. I understand the financial reason why you would do it. At the same time, I don't find Scar to be compelling, and I don't think they do a good enough job of setting up Scar as a villain. Like, because by the time we get to the end of this, like it's established that what the dynamic here is that it's like Godzilla and Kong both protect the humans from the other Titans. Kong kind of hangs out in, you know, in Hollow Earth. Godzilla hangs out on the surface, and for some reason, really likes sleeping in the Colosseum. So, in Rome. So, like, because that was a great bit earlier where it's like he fights this giant like crab thing and beats the fuck out of it and then goes and takes a nap in the Colosseum, just like curls up like a cat in the Colosseum, which is a great bit there. But then like after the fight in Rio de Janeiro, like he goes back to the Colosseum and is like, this is now my spot. Like it was a great comedic beat for me. I don't know if it was meant to be, but it's just like it's very like, you know, very cat-like behavior where it's like, this is mine now. I'm just going to live here. What else have we got? I think that the whole part of the movie where it's like, once we get to the fight at the end, it's kind of worth it. And I think that they've learned their lesson with the humans where they're not having the humans take as active a role. Like, in Godzilla vs. Kong, like, the humans take an active role in stopping Mechagodzilla, and I don't think that that was necessary. It's just the two of them teaming up to fight Mechagodzilla would have been enough. Here, the humans don't really do much in the third act, because, like, what the fuck are they gonna do? Like, and I think that the third act being mostly focused on the fight is a really smart idea. What else do we have? And the other issue is, too, it's like, I feel like we're kind of wasting monsters, with cool concepts, because, like, the crab thing in the beginning was not something that I was particularly keen on. It's like, alright, this is a cool act one, here's Godzilla still doing his thing kind of monster. Like, and I'm for that, I'm not saying that that's bad, but it's like, alright, I see what you're doing here, I understand what this is, let's move on. And then it's like, then we get to act two, or not act two, like, well, I mean, I guess it is like middle of the movie. It's Godzilla fights this thing called it's Tiamat, but they don't spell it the right way. They spell it T-I-A-M-A-T. So he fights that, and like, oh, it's a leviathan-like creature that has razor-sharp skin and can, what's it called, and has, it's powered by solar radiation, kind of like Godzilla, but it's solar radiation. And the issue is, we have these two other creatures, isn't this that, and there's the ice one. We have these two other creatures that are kind of Godzilla, but mirror versions with alternate elements. Like, we have that, but that's not the focal point of the movie, because this is a Kong movie. It feels like we're wasting these ideas. These ideas would be better served in a movie that was focused entirely on Godzilla. Like, they're cool ideas, and I like them. The way they're implemented is cool. I enjoy all of that. I just wish that we had something that was like, okay, we want time to develop this. Because at the end of the day, it's Godzilla and Kong, the new empire. And Godzilla has top billing. But Godzilla is not really in the movie. It's not really a Godzilla movie. It's like, Godzilla knows something is coming. So it's about the humans trying to figure out what Godzilla knows is coming. And then Kong actually dealing with it for a good amount of the movie. And, like, discovering it and all that. So, it's an interesting, like, the whole thing is not abnormal or bad. It's just kind of like not handled well enough where it's like, oh, we need to, you know, this needs to be done right now. I don't know. I feel like there's definitely better ways to have handled a lot of what goes on in this movie. But it's still enjoyable. If you want to see your disaster movie, well, here you go. I mean, Rio de Janeiro gets fucked up in the third act. Like, if that's what you're looking for, you're going to get it here. And you know what? It's well executed to that end. There are things that could have been better, though. And I think that, you know, where this franchise is right now, I don't know if they necessarily get a sequel. Because this is another COVID movie, not this one, but Godzilla vs. Kong was a COVID movie. One of the first big movies, after Warner Bros. Did that thing, oh, all our 2021 release slate is going to Max the same day. I think this is the first really big movie to do day and date release. And look, it was worth seeing in IMAX, the original, and this one I saw it the first time in, well, the first half I saw in Dolby, and then I saw this time in 3D. It's one of those things where, you know, I don't know how much this movie cost off the top of my head. I don't know how much it's going to need to make back to, what's it called, in order to be considered a profit. So I would be interested in that. And by the way, can we take a minute to address, there's a new weird Max commercial, like a new commercial for Max that I've now seen like 3 times. I saw it yesterday in the theater, today in the theater, and yesterday before watching The Girls on the Bus. And it's this thing where it's like Max has, you know, has Wonka, Max has Barbie, Max has this. But it's edited so poorly. Like, has anyone addressed this yet? Like, this trailer, this commercial is edited so shittily that I'm like, what the fuck? What? How did that happen? Because it's like, after each clip, there's like a second of a black screen. And it's like, but why? Why would you do that? It just looks poorly made. Like, if someone made this on YouTube, you'd be like, well, what's with all the black spaces? Like, and then on top of that, too, it's a really odd choice to do Max has Rock and Roll and show a clip from Priscilla when Max has Elvis. And I don't think Priscilla is meant to be a movie about rock and roll. I mean, I saw that movie in theaters a few months ago when it came out, but I don't recall that being about rock and roll. I recall it being about an abusive relationship between someone famous and someone else famous. Like, it's not a rock and roll movie in the way Elvis is. Like, it's an odd choice, and the trailer is just so poorly cut. Like, why would you do that? But regardless, I mean, between this and yesterday, I would say Godzilla and Kong, The New Empire, is a movie worth watching. I think it is enjoyable enough to be worth the time to go see it. And I think the third act makes it worth, like, I watched this, and having only seen, like, I only saw about half the movies, what I definitively can say yesterday. Because I saw up to the point where, I didn't see the first fight between Scar and Kong, but I saw up until Scar confronting Kong, about to fight Kong for the first time. In his, you know, middle, like, Hollow Earth Mordor. Like, that's as far as I got yesterday before the fire alarm went off and we had to leave. And I would say sitting through everything up until that point is somewhat worth it. I think that they've kind of figured out how to handle the human part of the story, which has been something that, you know, has been lacking. Like, yeah, it's still not perfect, but, and again, I said it yesterday, a lot of the scaling issue is because there's a similar issue to Ant-Man and the Wasp, where it's like, I have no sense of scale for anything going on, and it doesn't look like the movie really has too much of a sense of scale for anything going on. So it's like, oh, well, you know, like, how big actually is Kong compared to these other things? And it's like, how big are these, you know, especially when you get to Hollow Earth, it's like, well, how big are these things actually? Like, because the trees are megafauna, so they're like, as big as the animals, but not really. Like, it's a weird conundrum that you find yourself in, and it's just kind of like, oh, well, I would have liked to have seen something to give us a sense of scale as to how big these things are. And like I said, it was a similar issue with Quantumania, where you sit there and you're like, I don't know what the, you know, because everything is meant to be tiny because they're in the quantum realm, like, I don't know how big or small anything is, and doing shrinking and growing with Scott or with Hope doesn't have the same impact when there's not something that'd be like, oh, that's really big, or oh, that's really small. So there is a slight problem there. But beyond that, I think this is a serviceable movie. I think it does a great job, and I think it is worth seeing in a premium format screen. The effects are really good. I think a lot of the monster fighting is really good. I talked about it yesterday. There are little moments in the movie that make you show that they paid a little attention to it in a weird way, where it's like, there are continuity errors. that you don't normally get in big CGI movies, but you do get in live-action movies. Like, because ideally, like, you know, in CGI, or with CGI characters, you don't have to worry about the you know, resetting after it. Like, I made the joke yesterday, like, you know, oh, so Kong, you know, Kong did this, they didn't light the tick, he went out, had a smoke, came back, and then they shot it again. And that's why his arm's in a slightly different spot, scene to scene. And it's things like that throughout the movie that are like, oh, like, they're showing, like, it makes the CGI characters feel more real and less rigged to an existing animation, which is really interesting. I never really thought about that until I saw it here. I think they did a great job with it. But we'll wrap up there for today. No movie tomorrow, because it's Easter Sunday. Our next movie will be on Thursday, I believe. I gotta look at my calendar, because I think we're gonna do Wicked Little Letters on Thursday. We are not doing The First Omen, but we are gonna do Wicked Little Letters this week. So, until our next episode, have a great rest of your week.